Journalist Alex Berenson to amend lawsuit against Biden. Pfizer after Zuckerberg's censorship confession. By Lucas Nolan on August 28, 2024. Journalist Alex Berenson plans to amend his ongoing lawsuit against President Biden and Pfizer executives following Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg's admission that Facebook was pressured by the Biden-Harris administration to censor Americans, particularly regarding COVID-19 content. Fox News reports that journalist Alex Berenson has announced his intention to amend his legal battle against President Biden and Pfizer executives in light of Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg's stunning admission that his company, Facebook, was pressured by the Biden-Harris administration to censor Americans, particularly regarding COVID-19 content. Berenson, who has long alleged that members of the White House and Pfizer executives colluded to silence his COVID vaccine skepticism, is suing Biden, White House officials, and Pfizer executives, accusing them of violating First Amendment rights by pushing for his removal from X and Facebook after he raised concerns about the vaccines. Zuckerberg's revelation came in a letter to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, more than a year after providing the committee with thousands of documents as part of its investigation into content moderation on online platforms. Berenson told Fox News Digital, "If you look at the work of Jim Jordan's committee, you can see the pressure. It was not one phone call or one email. There was significant pressure put on Facebook and Twitter, and to a lesser extent Amazon and YouTube, for months and months by the Biden administration." Berenson, a former New York Times reporter, said the amended lawsuit is coming very soon and will include information that will shock Americans. He claims to have new information about what led to his ban from Twitter in 2021 at the height of the vaccine debate, before Elon Musk bought the company and rebranded it as X. Twitter restored his account in July 2022 after he took legal action, and the company settled, admitting Berenson's tweets should not have led to suspension. The journalist suit named President Biden, White House advisors Andrew Slavitt and Robert Flaherty, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy, Pfizer board member and ex-Trump FDA commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, and Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla as defendants. Berenson believes it will be clear that government officials and senior Pfizer executives worked together to censor his skepticism. In his letter, Zuckerberg also addressed the throttling of the Hunter Biden laptop story, stating that the FBI had warned his company about a potential Russian disinformation operation regarding the Biden family and Burisma leading up to the 2020 election. However, it has since been made clear that the reporting was not Russian disinformation, and Zuckerberg admits they shouldn't have demoted the story in retrospect. Berenson also points out a clear double standard, stating that if former President Trump were in Biden's shoes, the mainstream media would be heavily criticizing him for not caring about the Constitution and the First Amendment. However, because it's the Biden administration, they get a pass, partly because the media was encouraging vaccine censorship and wanted Biden to win in 2020. The White House and Pfizer have not immediately responded to requests for comment regarding Berenson's lawsuit. A White House spokesperson previously told Fox News, "When confronted with a deadly pandemic, this administration encouraged responsible actions to protect public health and safety. Our position has been clear and consistent. We believe tech companies and other private actors should take into account the effects their actions have on the American people, while making independent choices about the information they present." Read more at Fox News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.